This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees new nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potash-like fertilizer for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of Jaipur Metro from Prahladpur to Todimur in Rajasthan.
A 41 kilometer long metro stretch in Jaipur has been approved. It has been added to Jaipur's already operational phase 1. The phase 2 will be from Prahladpura to Todimur. The total outlay for this project is 13,038 crore rupees and it will be completed in about 5.5 years.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. Polling will begin today at 7 a.m. and continue till 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at the three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Kerala. In Puducherry, 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has chaired the third meeting of the Group of Ministers in West Asia in New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. Chairing the meeting yesterday, the Minister directed all departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The Defence Ministry said that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilisers and other essential commodities across the country while taking steps to safeguard citizens from the impact of the conflict. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has informed that a three-day National Agriculture Fair will be held in Raisen, Madhya Pradesh from Saturday till 13th of this month. He said this while interacting with sarpanches of the region virtually. Mr. Singh said the fair would be a game-changing Krishi Mahakumbh where solutions ranging from seed to market and from insurance to credit will be available at one place. Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced to reduce landing and parking charges for domestic carriers by 25% for a period of 3 months amid the global disruptions. Speaking about the announcement, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said the primary focus of the government in the aviation sector has been to make flying a more affordable and convenient travel option for passengers. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has highlighted that the country's logistics costs dropped to single digits, enhancing global competitiveness. Addressing the BME Conclave 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said cost effectiveness without compromising quality is critical for boosting exports. Calling hydrogen the fuel of the future, he urged industries to adopt a waste-to-wealth model. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by 1-1 at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans put up a strong total of 210 for 4 in their 20 overs, with Shubman Gill scoring 70, Josh Butler 52 and Washington Sundar 55. For Delhi, Mukesh Kumar picked up 2 wickets. In reply, Delhi Capitals fought hard but fell short, finishing at 209 for 8 in 20 overs. KL Rahul top scored with a brilliant 92 off 52 balls. Gujarat Titans Rashid Khan, who claimed 3 wickets, was named player of the match. Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu inaugurated the South Asian U Table Tennis Championship 2026 in Shimla yesterday. The championship will continue until Saturday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.